Punjabi Dhani Madhava Punjabi Dhani Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Dhani Punjabi Dhani Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Dhani Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nite Naumine Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nite Naumine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirisesha Sunyavadi Paskachara Gatarine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirisesha Sunyavadi Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadha Srivasa Bhaktavinda Na Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadha Srivasa Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ete Namine Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ete Namine Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pacharine, Nivyasecha Sunyavadi, Pacharajatarine. Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pacharine, Nivyasecha Sunyavadi, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadhar Vivasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Mr. Padmanabhan, Devaki Charya, Asota, South of Sri Sushima, Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Kamala, Srila Prabhupada, Gijaya. Jaya Mr. Padmanabhan, Devaki Charya, Asota, South of Sri Sushima, Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta, Saraswati, Narayana, Srila Prabhupada, Gijaya. Namachari, Sri Haradasa, Gaur, Gijaya. Premise, Gahosi, Krishna, Chaitanya, Brahman, Janana, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Sri Vasati, Gaur, Bhaktivedanta, Ki. Vrindavan Dham Ki, Mayapur Dham Ki, Dwarka Dham Ki, Nuan Mai Ganga Mai Ki, Ishwarada Madhavasa Shakya's Ki, Sri Panchatapa Ki, Orshangadeva Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Go Brahmanandi, all glorious symbol bodies, all glorious symbol bodies, all glorious symbol bodies, all glorious symbol bodies, all glorious Sri Guru Gurang, glorious Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text 17. Bhumir Tripta Nirpa Raja Taityantya. Satya Yutaha Akanta Bodhi Bharena Brahmanam Saranam Yayu Bhumir Dripta Nipar Yagya Dayantika Satyatyaha Akranta Bhuhir Bhurena Brahmanam Saranam Yaya. Ladies, Humir. Mother Earth, Dripta, puffed up, Nirpavia, posing as kings of the supreme power personified in the stat, Daitya, of demons, Anka, of military phalanx of soldiers, Sada Uyatya, unlimited, of many thousands, hundreds of thousands. Karanta, being overburdened. Buri Barena, by the burden of unnecessary fighting power. Brahmanam, unto Lord Brahma. Saranam, to take shelter. Yayu, went. Translation purport by Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada Jai. Once when Mother Earth was overburdened by hundreds of thousands of military phalanx of various conceited demons dressed like king, she approached Lord Brahma for relief. Please repeat. Once Mother Earth was overburdened by hundreds of thousands of military phalanxes of various conceited demons dressed like kings. She approached Lord Brahma for relief. Report. When the world is overburdened by unnecessary military arrangements, when various demoniac kings are executive heads of state, this burden causes the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:7. Yadaya dharmasya gadir bhakti bharataha banunastam aramasya adatinam sanyadaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice of descendants of Bharata and predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I appear myself. When the residents of the earth become atheistic and godless, they descend to the status of animals like dogs and hogs, and thus their only business is to bark among themselves. This is dharmasya galini, deviation from the goal of life. Human life is meant for attaining the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. And when people are goddess and the presidents or kings are unnecessarily puffed up with military power, the business is to fight and increase the military strength of the different states. Nowadays, therefore, it appears that in every state is busy manufacturing atomic weapons to prepare for a third world war. Such preparations are certainly unnecessary. They reflect the false pride of the heads of state. The real business of the chief executive is to see to the happiness and of the mass of people by training them in Krishna consciousness in different divisions of life. Chato Varnya Maya Gyatam Guna Karma Vajigaha. A leader should train the people as Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras, and engage them in various occupational state duties, thus helping them progress towards Krishna consciousness. Instead, however, the rogues and thieves in the guise of protectors arrange for a voting system, and in the name of democracy, they come to power by hook or crook and exploit the citizens. Even long, long ago, asuras, persons devoid of God consciousness, became the heads of state. And now this is happening again. The various states of the world are preoccupied with arranging for military strength. Sometimes they spend 65% of the government's revenue for this purpose. But why should people, hard-earned money, be spent in this way? Because of the present world situation, Krishna has descended in the form of Krishna consciousness movement. This is quite natural, for without the Krishna consciousness movement, this world cannot be peaceful and happy. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, Prabhupada was famous by making a comment about the United Nations. It's an assembly in New York. Everybody knows New York. But he called them a society of barking dogs. And so today society repeats all this burden that the Mother Earth is having to bear. So Mother Earth today is also bearing this heavy phalanx of powerful demons. It happened that in America they were testing atomic bombs 330 times. The American government tested nuclear power. And Russia did the same. So then in Kennedy administration, he stopped the whole thing by doing a test ban treaty and stopped the whole thing. So in America, in all countries in America, in the world, same factors going on by the barking dogs. And you cross a border, you got to have problems. You got papers to be, nobody goes from one country to another without a passport. And so the same old story that continues in, like Prabhupada said, the whole thing is now mitigated by the Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna has descended in the form of Srila Prabhupada's movement. And because of that, there is some change in society. Now, I don't know how many temples there are across the world, but Prabhupada initiated the whole structure and begins now to take over the world. And the government was fearful in the beginning in America. They're approaching Congress and talking about the Hare Krishna movement. If it continues to grow like an epidemic, it'll take over the government. And Prabhupada, yes, that's a good idea. It could be really improved if they did take over. And so there's approaches to the idea of taking over world power by devotees. And Prabhupada said it would happen. In eventuality, the time would come when governments would be run by devotees. Supreme Court would have Tilak and Kantimala, and there would be like a whole change in consciousness within the world. So we're praying for that, and we're doing that as the best we can through the movement. Our devotees are all over the world, and temples all over the world, Rath Yatra festivals, prasad distribution, and massive quantities of prasad being given out to everybody. So we're doing our part, but it's never enough. The world is just beginning to wake up for the fact that if you go from one point to another in life, it's wasted. Otherwise, you don't know what the whole purpose of life is all about. And if we don't train people to become Krishna conscious, ultimately, it's futile. people, they're born, they have byproducts, and then they die, and they repeat it again over and over again. I was recently in America, and my family are all meat eaters, and they give respect to me because, you know, I try to give by example, but there's no change. Once it inhabited a certain mentality, ultimately it doesn't change. So ultimately meat eaters are hard to convince. It's hard to bring it down. And when you tell the story, that reaction that takes place by eating meat, animal killers Prabhupada talks about as being the worst kind of human being. They have no process of how to understand Krishna consciousness. If you're a meat eater, a killer of animals, ultimately everybody's affected. It's like it starts in the butcher shop. No, it starts in the stockyards. Chicago's famous for that. Ultimately, the animals are taken to slaughter, and they know about it. They know what's happening. They're afraid. Sometimes they escape and they get out of there. But then they're slaughtered, and the people doing the killing have to suffer. Amazing. But it continues all the way down the line. Anybody who eats meat is guilty of the whole process, whether they do the killing or not. Even the people who serve the meat at restaurants, any meat-eating concept is just unfortunate. We're distributing books in America, my wife and I. She had a friend who was a butcher. So the butcher cleaned off her hand, taking the blood off to take the Bhagavad Gita that she was offering. And there's some hope. And then there's a famous story. I got to tell it. It's so funny. That one devotee was distributing books in a mall, and famous in America, these malls. And so he was being chased by the security. So he ran down the hall and ultimately came to a blank one door, otherwise he would be caught. So the door was open, he walked through the door, and he was suddenly on stage with thousands of people in front of him. And so the MC said, "Oh, you brought the gifts." Yeah, I got them right here. Took out all the books out of his bag and he gave it to the MC, and he started giving the prizes out. And he turned around to go back out, and he looked, and there was a big sign above the wall. Says United Butchers of the World. And so they were all butchers, and they were all like ready to receive Bhagavad Gita. So in any case, this first chapter is all about Lord Krishna's birth and about the questions being asked by Brihat Sukadeva, by the Namasharanya residents, and these questions have to be answered. One is that why did Krishna take his birth, and what was the point? What was the whole reason for it? So Mother Bhumi was approaching, as we read, Lord Brahma. You know, this buildup of demons is causing so much headache and so much problem because I can't bear the weight anymore. It's too much. And so Brahma went to Lord Vishnu. He can't get direct access, so he's on the shore of the Milk Ocean. And so the answer came, okay, and only Lord Brahma heard it. He said, you will have to tell everybody to take birth in the Yadu dynasty, in the Rishni dynasty, as I am going to go on the earth planet and equalize the whole problem. The problem will be solved in a minute once I get there. And there Krishna comes, takes his birth, and ultimately, why did Kamsa want to kill the 6 of the 8 kids? Let me read about that, because it goes back. It's something I didn't know about. Kamsa, or Hiranyakashipu, had a Kala Yena as his other birth. He had 6 sons. The 6 Gandharvas. And grandfather Hiranyakashipu had this for telling the prophet the future. The 6 sons of Kala Nini did the same thing as Hiranyakashipu and went to Lord Brahma and did austerities to please him so not to die again. So they were doing these austerities, and when the community found out about it, he cursed them. He said, you were not following me, you're following your Lord, going to Lord Brahma, asking for the same kind of benediction Hiranyakashipu got. So I curse all of you to die. You're going to take into birth in the womb of Devaki, and you'll be killed by your own father. That's Kamsa. So That's the reason they all died. But Vasudev understood that it wasn't going to be these first kids that were going to be the ones to do the business of killing Kamsa. So they must have understood that there's a curse that had to happen, and these six kids of Marici, the sons of Marici, were the ones that were going to die. So the first baby was born, the son, brought to Kamsa by Vasudev. Here's the first baby, I told you I would do it. And so he says, well, because you're honest and faithful to what you said, I won't kill the kid. So take him back, go back to your house. So he goes back. But then Narada Muni, a great antagonist, the devil's advocate, came along. You know, Narada Muni's not a nice guy. He's a big troublemaker. So he talks to Kamsa and he says, listen, you bully, 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 you dog. He says, it's not the eighth child. Any one of these kids could be Vishnu. So you better take care of it. Because he wanted to increase Kamsa's sinful activities. He wanted to speed up the whole process to get Krishna to come on the planet. And so he did that. So he got so uproarious, he killed all the six kids, all the sons of Marici. And so faithfully, it happened like that. And then even Durga, in a previous life, has said that she would take birth in a planet, in the womb of Devaki. So, in any case, the story goes on. Lord Krishna's appearance day is celebrated all over the world now. And Janmashtami is pretty much a favorite for most Indians and most people in the world. So what's the difference between now and what happened before? The same story. The heads of government, the heads of state are all dedicated, and that same thing is happening in America. A big heavy percentage of the government income is used for defensive purposes. If you try to stop it, the leaders in the military will fight it and stop you from trying to change the whole thing. That's happened a few times. Then there's the story about Balaram being the oldest. You heard the story? That Balaram, in a previous birth, was a younger boy. And so he says, I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to be younger. You got to listen to me, so I'm taking birth first. So Balaram was the older son. And he always gave advice to Krishna, but Krishna sometimes didn't listen. But Balaram covered every aspect of supporting support facility. There's a difference between Mahamaya and Yogamaya. Mahamaya is a partial representation of Yogamaya. So Mahamaya is solely meant to disrupt the consciousness of everybody's head so that they can't become Krishna conscious. That's their sworn duty. So if you ever get problems in your devotion life, it's being assaulted by Mahamaya. But she's covered, she covers everybody. Everybody's covered by this potency, this Maha potency. And the Yogamaya facilitates the devotees and gives them inspiration and gives a chance for devotees to do more austerities and learn the path of Krishna consciousness and ultimately lead a path back home, back to Godhead. That's Yogamaya. Yogamaya works in the covering factor of Mahamaya, and that's the big difference between the two, and that's the question asked by Bridget. Now when Kamsa was about to kill his head, chop off the head of his daughter, his sister, now Devaki was born in Kamsa's uncle's family. So there's a difference between the two families related, but Kamsa's in one and Devaki's in another. And so had he done it, it would have caused a rivalry between the two factions and a lot of people would have died unnecessarily. That was one factor he thought about. So Vasudev, being the old-time mediator and cool-headed person. He says, don't do this, brother-in-law, because ultimately you're going to take a reaction this life and the next life. So it was. And he gave all the points that he could think about not to kill the sister who was like just about to get, she's married and going back to our house, and we're going to live as a couple. So not now, for heaven's sakes. Ultimately, you're a proud person, you're a hero, you're worshipped and respected by everybody in the family. Don't do this, not now. And he made different requests, and ultimately, he made a big, he got a big response. So he says, okay. He says, in fact, I'll deliver the first child, all the children born, if they're sons. I'll deliver them all. Because it's not just the eighth son, but you should be given all the sons, just in case. So that was Vasudeva's idea, save the day. If I can't save the day, then ultimately she would lose her head. That's the end of my spiritual and my married life and the end of Devaki. So Kamsa is a kind of a sort of a demon who had no problem doing whatever he had to do in order to make his own life more perfected. So Prabhupada mentions, don't follow any politicians, kings, or women. Not devotee, of course. and so in the political arena, it started back in the time when Prabhupada was still present. And we had the God and God We Trust movement started by some devotees. It didn't last very long because Prabhupada could see, and he said, Srila Prabhupada's very dirty politics, is so sticky, dirty. We're not sure we want to get involved in it, but okay, back out, don't pursue it. Because ultimately it gets pre-ranked anything about the voting system, as Prabhupada mentioned. And the voting system is such that they can manipulate the voting and get into office. There's a difference between Mahatmas and the Duratmas. One's covered and one's uncovered. No devotional service is possible if you're covered by Mahamaya. And ultimately that's the way it is in the whole material world. Everybody is covered completely. It's so hard to find anybody as a devotee. But one thing that Prabhupada mentions, that if you're in Vrindavan or Mayapur, you're in spiritual world. And if you're in either place, you're protected and you're going back home, back to God in this life. Prabhupada said that. So he did that. I was in a class in Vrindavan, in LA, when Prabhupada mentioned this. He says, everybody's going back home, back to God, all of you. There's a big uproar, there's kirtan and appreciation. So we're here, we're safe, we're in the shelter of the Holy Dham. Ultimately, Lord Chaitanya's mercies, very special. In Vrindavan, I was in 41 years in Vrindavan, worshiping Radha Shyam. And there's so much heavy austerities. Vrindavan is the same but different than Mayapur. Mayapur is a paradise. It's a cakewalk. There's nothing, there's no offenses tolerated or no offenses accepted by Lord Chaitanya. But in Vrindavan, a different story. Krishna doesn't accept the offenses. And so ultimately it's a different world altogether. Why did Krishna kill Kamsa is another question. Because of all the offenses that Kamsa perpetrated, he tried to kill Krishna so many ways, sending all his friends to kill Krishna. Krishna tolerated and killed him. Even Putana got the benediction of being a mother because she was sucking the breast, Krishna sucking her breast. So and because Kamsa in the beginning was friendly, he took the reins, and like Krishna was driving Arjuna's chariot, Kamsa was driving Devaki's chariot as they were going back from the wedding. And the dowry that was given was 400 elephants with golden garlands, 10,000 horses, 1,800 chariots, 200 beautiful maidservants went along with Devaki. So a king in those days had it made. So there's just more about what Vasudev said to Kamsa. But my dear brother-in-law, the secret is of how to control and pacify demons and tigers and snakes, to flatter them, praise them, ultimately give them position. And that's what you do when you got to confront a demon or a snake or a tiger. Anyway, you better be careful about tigers and snakes. But demons, everybody's a demon in the world, so it's not hard to find one. So he mentioned about there'd be a reaction in this life and the next life. And another question about transmigration. Works always, and there's no problem about reincarnation. It's always going to happen. It's always there. And there's a question that most people ask, is there sex after death? I mean, if there's sex after death, no problem dying. Mark Twain's story, that he said, you're drinking and you're smoking, you're going to hell. But my brother and my family, they all drink and smoke, but they're all going to hell. But everybody I know drinks and smokes. Well, you're all going to hell. Well, then hell must be heaven. So I can go on drinking and smoking. I'll be in a good position. I'll be with my family. Another point, clear it up. From the mind come the different bodies. So Prabhupada described the fact that ultimately the controlling factor of everything is the mind. The mind goes with us no matter where we are. And so getting different bodies is all dictated by the mind. So whatever you're thinking at the time of death, as we know, is what perpetrates the whole mechanism. And ultimately, whatever we're thinking that last moment is what you get in the next life. So these bodies are manifestation of what we had in our last life. In the thought process, we're thinking, I want this body. I want to be born in America or India, wherever you're born, whatever your fate is. But these bodies are mechanism, manifestation of previous desires. So what we desire next, of course, is what we get in the next life. So better to think of getting out of here. Well, that's another thing Prabhupada says. Don't wait for our next birth to come again and be a preacher and try to make people Krishna conscious. It's like the bathroom. Just do your business and get out. You don't try to come back again. Ultimately, there's no position that's worthwhile coming back and being subjected to the whole process again. Change in body processes goes on perpetually. There was Mother Bhumi who started the whole process of approaching Lord Brahma. And so she got the relief when Krishna assembled everybody in Kukshetra. 40 million people died in a matter of those 18 days. And Arjuna in the beginning didn't want to participate. And so as the Mahabharata unfolds, it's like an amazing storyline. But the key to the whole thing, the most intensive spot in the Mahabharata, is when Kunti tells Karna the story. Of course, it was covered in just before they were about to, he was going to go and he set out, I won't, either one will die, either me, or it's going to be Arjuna. So she tried to plead with him and told him the whole story, that you're actually my firstborn son. And then the lamentation of, oh my God, you know, you would be the king of the earth because you're the first son. So you would be, you just have to accept that. You could just, we'll tell the Pandavas that you're going to be, you're the oldest boy, and you'll be, and they'll accept that. You don't have to worry about it. No, I vow to Duryodhana, I'm going to do the business I have to do. It'll be one of the, either I go or June goes. It's already been vowed. I have to do that to be done. So we know the story. Forgive the notes. Narda reported that actually he saw a meeting that was being held in the forest. And in the meeting, Lord Brahma was talking to the demigods. And so the demigods and Brahma tried to negotiate an idea of how to kill and get rid of all the demons, including Kamsa. And Narda tells this to Kamsa to activate the ambient, create an animosity, increase the fire. And so, so according to the prediction that these agreed, all these sages and Lord Brahma agreed, the way to do it is through Devaki. So have eight sons, and ultimately Krishna will appear in the eighth son and take your Kamsa good and proper. It's Kesava Pandit's appearance day, the Kesaswara Pandit. There's a little story about him. Lord Chaitanya in the 24-hour kirtan phase at famous for. Keshwaswara, he danced for 72 hours straight. Lord Chaitanya said that Krishna is dancing in his heart. So when the big Keshwar dances, so does Krishna dancing in his heart, makes him dance. He was the early associate of Lord Chaitanya. In Navadvipa, he grew up and was associate. And then he moved when Lord Chaitanya moved to Puri. And danced and chanted and danced. Every time Lord Chaitanya danced, the Keshwar danced. He lived near the Gambira. He established deities in Krishna in Ketra Mitra's house, was next to the Gambira. He did an incarnation of Tangavidya. Tangavidya is one of the associates of the Astashakis, a very well-placed personality. He trained a young boy named Gopal. Lord Chaitanya called him Guru, so his name became Gopal Guru Goswami. And I also did a research on I can find it. I can't find it. We already went by with Shyamananda Prabhu's his disappearance festival, but I looked it up and I'm kind of a fan of him. His disciple is Rasikananda. And Shyamananda was not a Brahmin, not Brahmin family. He's one of the three keeping their responsibility for these all the writings of the Goswamis. Srinivasacharya, Narottam. Oh, okay, I'll talk into the microphone. He was one of three. Shyamananda Prabhu is one of the three, keeping the writings of the Goswamis intact. So Srinivasacharya, Narottam, and Shyamananda. They had the responsibility of taking the books compiled by Jiva Goswami in a bullock cart to Bengal to be copied and to be translated again into other languages. So another story along the way, they got robbed by the king of the dacoits, this big king. It had to let there be gold coming in a cart, steal the gold, and they were in their trunks. So they stole the writings, and the next morning they woke up and the trunks are gone. So the other boys, they went on and they're traveling and did their preaching, but the Shyamananda stayed in the area to go see the king. He knew what happened by mystic power. So he met the king and started preaching to the king. As a point in effect, he became like a student. So he says, "Oh yes, we thought they were gold, but I can see the real gold is those writings. So we take the trunks, no problem." So all three were great singers and preachers. A great mystic arrived in Vrindavan on a tiger one day to greet Shyamananda. So Shyamananda was sitting on a stone brushing his teeth with a twig, you know, neem twig. And he moved with the stone, big stone, moved, sitting on the stone to meet the tiger, and guy on a tiger. So he had powers to manipulate and move obstacles. So Keturigram, a festival that's very famous where Lord Chaitanya and the associates of Lord Chaitanya appeared in the midst of the dancing. And Janava was officiating the whole process and installation of deities. There were six deities that were installed. Lord Chaitanya, Vallabha Kanta, Braja Mohan, Sri Radha Raman, and Radha Kanta. All were offered artik and by Narottam, did the kirtan. And Narottam's kirtan melted the hearts of everybody, it's mentioned. That when he sang, your heart melted absolutely, completely, and so you were like, you're just passive, you're finished. And so the dancing, the kirtan went on all day and into the night. The next morning they woke up and they installed the deities. And so then the deities were installed, that big, huge prasadam distribution going on. And so then the kirtan went on and on and on. And ultimately that's when the Lord appeared. Lord Chaitanya physically appeared with the associates and they all started dancing. Advaita, Srivas, all of them, everybody was there. And so plus other associates. And so the dancing took place and it was like famous. And Rasikananda eventually melted into the Kishore Gopinath deity and Ramuna. And once he did that, he disappeared into the deity like Lord Chaitanya in Puri with Tapa Gopinath. So when he melted and went into the deity form, everybody was playing in the kirtan, Kartal-Dangan, just dropped and they all died on the spot. And they all left their bodies, their samadhis are together. During that festival, Janava Mata was a famous cook. So on the third day, she cooked and everybody took prasad from the hand of Janava. And the king at that time, King Santa Datta, he gave gold and other gifts to all the different assembly personalities and everybody went their own way. But when the copies of the writings of the Goswamis were taken back in copy form to Vrindavan, Jiva made a Ganta Samadhi for all the writings. And those books are still available. The Vaishnava Institute in Vrindavan has those copies. And I was present when the negotiation was going on. The guy at the Radha-Damodar temple, the prophet associated with the father of the family that runs that temple, Radha-Damodar. So he traded these writings, these valuable scriptures, and they're on display. You can see it like pearls on a string, beautiful handwriting in Sanskrit and Hindi. And so he was traded for a bottle of whiskey and some rupees, and that was the payment for those beautiful handwritings and all those books that were stored in the Granth Samadhi. Oh, more about Shyamananda. It was Rasikananda who melted it, not Shyamananda. Okay, when Shyamananda was sweeping in Radhakund, in Vrindavan, Sevakunj, he found an ankle bell. That ankle bell was of course Radharani's, and she dropped it. The leader of Vishaka came to get the bell back. So they blindfolded shaman and took him to where Radharani was and had him give the anchor bell back directly. He wanted to give it direct to whoever owned it. It was Radharani's bell. And so he touched it to his head and gave the mark that Sampradaya got a special mark they used for tilak. It came from that incident. So in terms of the chapter direction about Krishna's birth and activities and pastimes, it's something that we go through every Jamashtami, and ultimately the idea is to glorify the Lord on the special days and take advantage of what we have offering here in Mayapur as well. That on all these festival occasions, and the dancing and chanting increases like anything. Also, we have an opportunity to worship Krishna directly. And so recently, Shanyatra took place in Rajput. I noticed that pouring water over the deities, there's so much power coming out of the deities, especially at that time. Whew. So if you notice that during the height of these festival occasions, you get a lot of more power, more mercy. When I was in Vrindavan doing worship to Radha Shyam, I could sense that on some days they were more personally present, other days they were not so strong. But some days there was so much power and personality coming from the deity form, especially Radharani. She was like a kaleidoscope. Every day she looked a little different. And on different occasions, she's absolutely personified in that deity form. And so there was no question about it. We have pictures taken. You can tell that certain pictures of Radharani, they're a deity, and some places they're not a deity anymore. And so I had 41 years of experience serving those lordships. And ultimately I sensed that every once in a while they would appear in person in a fully charged deity form, and ultimately, heavens. I mean, there's that's why I could, people ask me how I could be on the altar for 41 years. That's why. Because there's so much mercy and so much attention that you get when you're on the Lord service line. When you're outside looking in, you're just looking in. But when you're inside working on the altar, you're being looked at. So it's a big difference being on and out. And after all those years, I look back on it and I think, what an opportunity to have to be in Vrindavan or to be here in Mayapur. When there's so many people suffering around the world, ultimately there's no Krishna consciousness in many parts of the world still. I mean, the devotees are making magnificent quantum leaps in terms of distributing prasadam and giving nectar and preaching. It'll always increase unfathomably because ultimately it's a prediction. In the next 10,000 years, we got the golden years coming up. And so at that time, the movement will progress to the point where the governments will be taken by devotees, and there'll be people on the bench in the Supreme Court wearing tilak, Katimala. The Prabhupada predicted, and it was a war that was going on during Prabhupada's time with the deprogrammers. But Prabhupada predicted, don't worry about it, because ultimately the time is coming when there'll be governments run by devotees and there'll be no more cow slaughter. The first thing Prabhupada would mention that if I had presidency of any country, especially America, I would do two things. First off, open up the grain storages and feed everybody and stop the cow slaughter. Those are the first two things. Feeding everybody, making a transition between the meat eaters and the devotees, stop the meat eating. Ultimately, America's wonderful in every way except for the fact they eat the meat. So Prabhupada was really strong about trying to make this inroad to stop cow slaughter. And it's happening. There were some devotees in Australia that were blowing up slaughterhouses, and not a good idea. think one did what he got blown up also. So in any case, Krishna consciousness runs along. We are here in Mayapur, and ultimately the benediction of being here is something that's unbelievable to see it happen. And I'm personally involved with the TOVP, making drawings of the different pastimes on Lord Nrsingadev. Now, I just think about it. How is it possible that you could get to be here? What happened? I mean, suddenly we're here in Mayapur, worshiping the Lord, taking advantage of the Dham. And what about all those people out there still suffering and looking, trying to find a way in the material life? It's hopeless. Because ultimately, you're born, you're raised, and you die, and you don't know what happened. I had a cousin here recently. He came here unknowing anything about Krishna consciousness, and he spent a week here, made great inroads into being a devotee. So there's some hope, even in a family situation. If your family is a meat-eating family, ultimately, we benedict them by being a devotee, and that penetrates into their hardcore. So one way or another, ultimately, stay a devotee, don't leave the ship. I have one story. I had a friend in Vrindavan. He said, I have to go back to London. I was pleading with him, don't go back. If you can, don't make the trip. Because we get swayed back by going after money and trying to maintain our family. And ultimately, it means going back to the material world and get a job and be sucked in again. So he said, no, I got to go back. He was in a position to be a sannyasin prophet, authorized it, but he didn't take it. So he goes back to London, he gets caught with drugs. He goes to jail. In jail, he hangs himself. That's the end of that devotee. So stay in Mayapur, stay in Vrindavan, stay in the Dham. And even if you're not in the Dham, ultimately Prabhupada says, wherever you are, if you're a devotee, you're in Mayapur and you're in Vrindavan. So take advantage of the situation, inside or outside. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions? Okay, glory to Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai.